Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website entitled Practicing DAFA Changed My Life, by a Falun DAFA practitioner from Heilongjiang Province, China.
China Fahui, Practicing DAFA Changed My Life, by a Falun DAFA practitioner from Heilongjiang Province, China. It has been almost 20 years since I started practicing Falun DAFA. I am 75, and people are amazed at how energetic and healthy I am. I want to thank DAFA for giving me a new life. The miserable past. Before I started practicing DAFA, I suffered from all kinds of health issues. My health problems dated back to the Cultural Revolution when I was 26. Being an ethnic minority and having a photo of my brother wearing a military uniform at home, my family was persecuted by the Communist Party. The Red Guards often ransacked our home and beat my husband and two sons. My health deteriorated quickly from all the mental torment and suffering. I had arthritis in my lumbar spine, leaving me in pain all the time. An infection affected my nervous system, which limited my ability to walk. Discontented with my life and the persecution our family suffered, I couldn't sleep at night. Later, I developed stomach and kidney problems, low blood pressure, and a serious throat infection that didn't allow me to talk at all. I felt very weak and dizzy. Turning point. In March 1996, I met a former colleague who practices Falun DAFA. I was wearing a thick down jacket and still felt very cold and was shivering. My colleague wore only a thin jacket and was not cold at all. She said it was because she practiced Falun DAFA that her health had significantly improved. Impressed by her, I went with her to learn the exercises the next day. To my surprise, my health problems disappeared a week after I started doing the Falun DAFA exercises. I felt very comfortable and my body felt very light and energetic. I was truly happy. Witnessing the magical power of DAFA and having plenty of time in my retirement, I was very diligent. I did the 5 sets of exercises twice each day and also memorized the Fa. When I babysat my granddaughter, I read the Fa out loud and she also listened. As she grew up, she began to do the exercises with me. When she was 7, she began to go with me to distribute informational materials about Falun DAFA after the persecution started. Going to Tiananmen Square to appeal, I went to Beijing to appeal for DAFA twice after the persecution started. Both times I was arrested and taken back to my hometown. A year later, I planned another trip to Beijing. 5 other practitioners joined me. Right after I bought the train ticket, a practitioner called me and said that the police were checking everyone's ID at the train station in Beijing, and they would not let me pass if I did not have my ID. My ID had already been confiscated by the police when I went to Beijing the last time. I wondered what I should do now. I was determined to go to Beijing. I thought that if they would not allow me to go, then I would just come back home. But if I did go, maybe they would not check me. On November 10th, 2001, 6 of us set off for Beijing. As soon as we got on the train, 2 police officers began to check every passenger's ID. I asked the other practitioners to send righteous thoughts for me. When the police came to me, I said, "Why are you checking my ID? I don't like to bring it with me when I travel. What if I lose it? Why don't I give you my ID number and you can write it down?" The police officer looked at me and left without saying another word. When we arrived in Beijing, there were many police checking IDs at the station. With Master's help, I left the station without trouble. The 6 of us walked separately to Tiananmen Square. We arrived at Tiananmen Square about an hour later. Each of us went to different places on the square to demonstrate. I went to the Great Hall of the People. took out the banner hidden in my sleeve and held it above my head. Falun Dafa is good. At that moment, I felt the air freeze. Everyone was looking at me. I truly felt that this was a magical moment. What could be better than shouting out my heartfelt feelings here at Tiananmen Square? I put away the banner and hung it up between two trees close to the square. Then I took a taxi and quickly returned to the train station. In such a busy train station, I found myself alone at the ticketing counter. I bought a ticket for a good seat. The entrance of the waiting area was blocked off, and everyone had to go through a small room on one side, which was full of police officers checking everyone's ID on the computer. Outside that room, there were two more officers double-checking the IDs. In such a tense situation, I calmed down and began to send righteous thoughts. I asked Master to strengthen me. I had to get out. I went directly to the exit of the small room and dodged the officers. I passed several checkpoints and got on the train. Everything went well, and I got back home without a problem. As soon as I stepped in the door, my daughter-in-law said with relief, "You're finally back." She told me that a policeman had called them and asked if I was home. She told the police that I had gone out to visit a friend. It turned out a practitioner from my neighborhood was arrested when she went to Beijing. The police suspected that I also went to Beijing. Looking back on this trip, although it was full of danger, it was still successful. It was amazing that I went to appeal at Tiananmen Square without an ID during the time when the persecution was the most severe. It had to do with my own righteous thoughts, but also Master's benevolent protection. It has been 14 years since I last went to Beijing, and my family still knows nothing about it. Doing the three things well, persuading people to quit the Communist Party. I was arrested in 2006 when I sent Juan Falun to another practitioner. I was detained at the detention center for a month. During that time, I persuaded 34 people to quit the Chinese Communist Party. Interestingly, every person left the center after they quit the CCP, and someone else would come. The police sentenced me to 1 year in forced labor camp after a month. As the labor camp doctor did a physical exam on me, I thought, I should not stay here. I have to go home. When the test results came out, the doctor said, this person's blood pressure is too high. We can't take her. I thus went back home safe and sound, distributing informational materials about the persecution. After the year 2000, I often went out to put up information exposing the persecution. I often chose bright places to put up the materials, as people would see them better there. I also teamed up with other practitioners and went to the countryside to tell people about the persecution. We always brought a banner with us. Hung from the top of a tree, it would read, Falun Dafa is good, and look beautiful fluttering in the wind. I established a material production site at home when I was 69. I was responsible for the materials for more than 10 practitioners. I bought all the printing materials myself, including paper, DVDs, DVD covers, and other things. At the beginning, practitioners downloaded the materials for me from the Mingwei website. Later, I learned how to use the website and could download materials myself. It has been 6 years since I started my small printing site. I was very busy, but I really enjoyed it. Besides making materials, I spent some time to distribute them myself. Sometimes I would go to police stations, brainwashing centers, or prisons to send righteous thoughts at a close distance. I always rode a bicycle, even though I'm 75. With strong righteous thoughts, many miracles happened to me. Epilogue. My 19 years of cultivation in Dafa is truly an extraordinary and magical journey. Although I was arrested many times, with Master's protection, I wasn't afraid at all. Master is always there, helping me in everything I do. Without him, I wouldn't be able to do anything. I am truly grateful for Falun Dafa and Master. Thank you for everything you have done for us, revered Master. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.